This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
This is an encore presentation.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll-free 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So, from the great state of California, folks, I have a prediction, and that is California fast food restaurants are going to have more robots before too long. Robots like tomorrow, and that's because there's a new $20 an hour minimum wage that the governor signed into law for fast food restaurants only. We'll tell you more about that as we go through the program today, but last time I went in a fast food place, it was all kiosks, and only a few people work in there. So we'll see if that makes a difference. I'm wondering if it's going to make a bad difference for people trying to get a job. All right, well, welcome everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome to the program this morning, and we are dancing and racing across your overnight radio dial across America, and the captain is out this morning, by the way. We're broadcasting live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California, and we're broadcasting from Studio E, that's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to our great radio affiliates all across the country, and of course via satellite, up on the satellite with GCN Network, so you definitely want to check it out there. We're also welcoming all those joining us via the internet this morning as well. Now, to all those working across America in the overnight hours, we want to give you a special shout out, and we're glad that you're joining us. And by the way, we also want to say a big thank you and a shout out to Covington, who called in during the break, and thank you, Covington, for your kind words. It really means a lot, and I just want to say safe travels out there on the road this morning. Be careful out there. So thanks again to Covington. Now, of course, our toll-free number is 1-877-969-8600 if you'd like to call into the program this morning and opine about the various news stories, because we have an awful lot to talk about. For example, if you wanted to comment again about the aftermath of the debate yesterday, or if you want to talk about the government shutdown, or if you want to talk about this $20 minimum wage in California, we want to hear from you on the program this morning. Oh, and by the way, one of the things that came out of the debate last night, or the night before last, was the gas prices in California. Well, guess what's happening with gas prices in California? Earlier today, on Thursday, Governor Newsom announced that he has now given leave to the refineries to go ahead and switch over to what they call the winter blend of gasoline. Now, he did the same kind of thing about the same time last year when gas prices were astronomical again, and they're telling us within the next 2 or 3 days or so, we should see a significant drop in gas prices. Some have said even maybe by a dollar or so. That'd be great, because on my travels today, gas was $6.30 a gallon for, I think, the 87 octane grade, the low grade gasoline, and it just goes up from there. So it's a nightmare in California if you want to buy gas. And you know what's going to happen with that though too, is you're going to start seeing a lot of companies say, well, we're going to take a day off a week, or you don't have to come into the office if you can work remotely, if you have an office job, this kind of thing. And that may help some people, but what about the people who are out there having to drive all the time, right? Even if it dropped by a dollar, it's still astronomically high. And people across the country realize, and they've been asking these questions, why is it that much more? Why is it unique to California that it's so much more? And of course, we have the gas tax, it's almost 85 cents, almost to a dollar or so. So, but that's not the only reason. There's got to be other reasons. So what does Newsom say? Well, he says it's the oil companies, and the oil companies are firing back about that now. But wait a minute, Governor, we still have this huge problem, and it's impacting the economy. It's impacting everything. So that's what's happening in a nutshell, right, in California right now. But of course, also what we want to be talking about this morning is what are we going to do about China? What are we? In fact, when Denise Simon comes on the program in hour number three, we'll be talking with her about that as well. This is what Vivek Ramaswamy had to say to Stuart Varney over on the Fox Business Channel in the post-debate interviews and so forth. But listen to what he says about China, and we'll go from there. Let's listen in.
So my view is we have to get beyond the virtue signaling game and get to substance. We're in the Reagan Library. As Reagan said it about the Soviet Union, what was his strategy? We win, they lose. That's my strategy for communist China. We win, they lose. We have to get serious about declaring true economic dependence from China. It's not one social media app. It's our defense industrial base. It is our pharmaceutical supply chain, semiconductor supply chain, declaring independence from the climate cult that shackles the United States while leaving China untouched. That's where we need to get serious. And I have offered depth greater than any other candidate in this race for exactly how we will do that while still advancing American economic prosperity.
All right, so there's Vivek Ramaswamy. Wanted to get that quote in here in this first segment, only because, again, the specter of China that we are facing, I don't think can really be underestimated or understated, because when you have, for example, just the prescription medicines, you know, we can't allow ourselves to be crippled overnight virtually because of some other hostility that breaks out or something else that happens and China says we're just going to turn this off. We can't have everything that's manufactured only be from China, this kind of thing. And so, yes, it's very, very dicey. But what he's talking about, and of course, I think he's trying to sort of hit this really hard so he really makes an impression about, we're here at the Reagan Library, and Reagan wanted to just absolutely, overwhelm and beat the Soviet Union, which in effect he did overall. Are we going to be able to do that same kind of thing? Or does it look exactly the same, the way that we either de-risk or decouple from China? So what do you think? Give me a call, 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600 as we continue through the program this morning. And we are going to come back. We'll talk more about this, but also we want to hear from James Comer as well. Great audio clip. You don't want to miss it. Stay right there. Once again, 1-877-969-8600.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
You're listening to an encore presentation.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. The toll-free line, of course, 1-877-969-8600. If you'd like to join us on the program this morning, and of course, we're broadcasting from the Moss Family Automotive Studio. That's Studio E. All right, so once again, we're back with the program. We're going to take caller here in just a moment. I believe it's going to be Backgammon Bob. But before we can get to Backgammon Bob, definitely want to tell you about MyPillow. That's the good people over at MyPillow. Mike Lindell, of course, and you definitely want to check out MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Check out the brand new MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and the towel sets, just to name a few. By the way, you know, we use the towel sets and have for some time now, and they really are great. And I got to tell you, I wouldn't buy any other towel set ever again unless it was a MyPillow towel set. They're just that good. Definitely can vouch for them. And so definitely head on over to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. There you're going to find, again, a host of great deals and additional great products and discounts and specials and all kinds of stuff like that. And when you've made all your selections, you want to go check out, you just want to use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's the promo code CAPTAIN, and then you're all set. And if you want to talk to a real person, as we said, they've got real people over there, you want to dial 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. And just, again, use the promo code CAPTAIN. It's super easy, super simple. They will help you, and you definitely want to call them now because you want to get ready for Christmas. You want to get ready for the holidays. You want to get ready for, you know, just so you're not sort of stuck at the end of December. So head over there now, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. All right, let's head on over to the telephone line, and let's bring in Backgammon Bob. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Good morning, Kyle. This trial, or I should say inquiry, the impeachment inquiry, is analogous to a grand jury. And if this were a real grand jury instead of the Senate, it already be in the bag because there's so much evidence, it's not even funny. A lot of it's circumstantial. A lot of it is a result of even statements by Hunter Biden and the guy, what's his name, Bob Alinsky.
Right.
So obviously this is, obviously it's just a question of whether they can have the political will to do it or not, because I don't think it's even close, because if it were a grand jury, just like in the mafia, this is very analogous to like the mafia things like that. It'd already be happening. And what do you think, Kyle?
Well, no, I appreciate what you're saying. Yeah, it's the idea, like, if they're going to bind somebody over for trial, there needs to be good evidence. And I think what's so important about Jonathan Turley and his analysis is that, as you said, this threshold has been surpassed. And that's why you want to go to this inquiry, because obviously there's more to find out. And I agree. I think there's a lot of evidence there already. But here's the thing. It absolutely has to be a critical mass in the country if you're going to go through with an impeachment of any kind. There has to be that critical mass in the country. Going back to Watergate, for example, there was, I think, that building mass, and that's why Nixon, I think, eventually decided, well, I'm not going to win this. I don't have the votes in the Senate. There's no way to sort of politically get around this. With President Clinton, there didn't seem to be that as well. Certainly not with President Trump. So I think the GOP just has to move very carefully. In other words, you got to get the person who's not invested in this, you know, on a daily basis or doesn't follow this very closely to see the stories, to see the bank statements, to see the transfers and all this stuff, and put it all together and go, yeah, there's something really, really bad here. They should probably impeach this guy. I think that's the threshold that they kind of need to get to. What do you think?
But the thing is so what you're saying is it's not a question whether a crime was committed, because obviously there was. It's a question of whether the average person wants to see him tried or not, or whether there's a political will to do it. And I think impeachment should be a result of a crime. And if there was a crime, that's the whole purpose of an impeachment.
Well, no, agree. That's right. Go ahead.
It shouldn't be a result of political opinion or political will. I mean, if the president were to go out and commit a violent crime, let's say that he got mad and swung and hit one of his aides or something with a object of some sort and injured them. Would that be just they can just overlook that? Just like his dog attacked somebody. And
it's like 11 times now. Yeah, it's like 11 times, I hate to say.
I mean,
a commander
is a crime
somebody.
A crime and not just a political inconvenience.
Yeah, all well, right. I don't think it's a – thank you, Backgammon Bob. I appreciate the comments very, very much. And so, yeah, I do think that that it's not just a political thing. That's actually what I'm getting at. It's not just political. In other words, the overwhelming evidence should be apparent to anybody who would look at this, as opposed to someone who might look at it only through a political perspective. Because there's always going to be, and whether they're in the Congress or just out in the big world, there's always going to be people who say, well, they're just impeaching him because it's political. And no matter what the evidence says. So what I'm talking about is getting the people on board so that the blowback politically isn't on to the GOP, where people would say they just did a political thing, but that they, okay, well, I see why they did this thing. So I'm actually more in agreement with you, Beckham and Bob, than you might think, only because they have to be very careful that it's not interpreted only as a political stunt. Whereas a lot of the stuff with the President Trump impeachments, those were essentially big political stunts. They said, we're going to bypass the inquiry. We're going to do this. We're just going to bring the impeachment, because they thought they could get a lot of mileage out of it. And so it can't be diminished or belittled like that. All right. I think we got one more telephone caller here on the line, and it's Raymond, and he's on the road heading back into Florida. Good morning, Raymond.
Good morning, Mr. Warren. How are you doing?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm glad that you're filling in for the captain this morning.
Thank you.
I'm just scratching my head at the bait that, I mean, I didn't watch the whole thing. I had to shut it off. But, I mean, I just don't understand why they allow these things to happen instead of, like, they should have done, like, a town hall instead of, like, somebody from the media moderating or something like that and just asking political questions. They should have asked questions from the people that, like, from the Republican Party or people that actually want to maybe support these candidates.
I think that's a really good perspective on that. As you said, you'd kind of just shut it off. I think a lot of people shut it off, to be honest. I think there were a lot of remotes clicking out there because they said they're just starting to bicker and fight and then try to talk over each other. And goodness gracious me, you got curtains in the office and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, and then especially right at the end, she did that cheap shot where it's like, who would you vote off the island? That's crazy.
Yeah, who are we going to vote off? Well, I think Asa Hutchinson already got voted off the island only because he couldn't hit the criteria.
That is true.
Yeah, I think you're right. If you could have time to hear what these candidates say without somebody jumping in with another pre-programmed attack angle, then we might be able to start to get some perspective of what these candidates think. And when you have that many, it's hard. But I think you're right. Maybe a town hall or something like that, and then make sure that the person can answer it. Well, then we're going to start hearing what they really think, and we can start forming opinions, right?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think we should focus more on schools, borders, and the economy. And I think that's what we as the American people want to know, and we're not hearing that.
Well, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
No, you're exactly right, and that's the thing. These are the base issues, and I don't just mean political base issues, but these are the foundational issues that if we don't have a secure border, or if our economy continues to just go get weird, people are suffering economically. We have the crime, we have all the stuff, and it's got to be talked about. I agree.
Yes, sir. And one quick question, if you could possibly inform me. Where is all that money that we're sending to Ukraine coming from?
It's coming. They're printing it up somewhere. I'm not exactly sure. But it seems like if you can get $24 billion in 24 hours or something, we could send a lot more to Hawaii. But I appreciate your question. Raymond, be safe out there on the road, my friend. We're heading to a break.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Take care. And call back anytime. Love to hear from you again. All right, folks. Raymond, he's out there on the road. And safe travels to him. And, folks, stay right there. We'll be right back. Kyle Warren with you. 1-877-969-8600.
Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. The likelihood of a government shutdown is on the rise. Today, the House was unable to approve a short-term funding bill. That bill, which encompassed substantial cuts and border provisions, faced opposition from all Democrats and 21 Republicans. The news of California Senator Dianne Feinstein's death hit hard at the White House.
Dianne made her mark on everything from national security to the environment, gun safety, to protecting civil liberties. country's going to miss her dearly. And so will Jill and I.
Feinstein served in the Senate for 30 years. The United Auto Workers Union set to strike at two additional facilities. President Sean Fain announced today that due to a standstill in negotiations, employees at the GM Delta Township plant near Lansing, Michigan, and the Ford Chicago Assembly plant will also be walking off the job. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
This is an encore presentation.
I love it. I love rock and roll. Joan Jett. What a great way to come in here to the bottom of the hour here in hour number two of the program. Glad to be with you, everybody. We're broadcasting, of course, from the Moss Family Automotive Studio. That's Studio E at AM860, The Answer. My name's Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you here this morning as we go across your radio dial across America in the overnight hours. The call-in number, of course, is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. And boy, do we have an awful lot more to tell you about as we head through the program. We'll have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com coming up here in about a little less than half an hour, and we'll be talking with her after the top of the hour as well. Lots to ask her about, by the way, this morning about China and also Russia, who's getting all this money going over the caps of what they're supposed to be able to sell oil for. So we're going to ask her about that as well. But first, I want to tell you that this portion of our program is being brought to you by Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. And that, of course, they're over in St. Petersburg. They have caring hands and helping sore feet. At Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg, their podiatrists offer effective and individualized treatments to correct a host of foot conditions. Their board-certified podiatrists have broad experience in pediatric, medical, and surgical podiatry. Now, their highly trained podiatrists spend most of their time listening and to you, basically to understand your concerns and discussing the best treatment options for you. And therefore, their patients are their highest and first priority. At Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, they strive to provide you with the highest quality of foot and ankle care available. That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. And again, their wound care, folks, is world class. We know that for a fact, world class. You definitely want to contact them if you have need of this. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St.
Petersburg, advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. That's advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. All right, once again, the telephone number is 1-877-969-8600. We teased this a little bit earlier in the program about James Comer. Now, he was speaking, I believe, at the inquiry where we had another audio clip earlier in the broadcast, but he's talking about Joe Biden basically misleading the American people that he never knew about the business deals and that there was this wall. I got to even stop myself right there. There's a wall, he said, between his official government duties and his personal life. I got to tell you, folks, I thought we had it on good authority from the Democrats that walls don't work. They just don't work. All right, I'm getting a little ahead of myself here. Okay, here we go. Let's listen to James Comer talk about Joe Biden.
Since assuming our Republican majority in January, the House Oversight and Accountability Committee has uncovered a mountain of evidence revealing how Joe Biden abused his public office for his family's financial gain. For years, President Biden has lied to the American people about his knowledge of and participation in his family's corrupt business schemes. At least 10 times, Joe Biden lied to the American people that he never spoke to his family about their business dealings. He lied by telling the American people that there was an absolute wall between his official government duties and his personal life. Let's be clear. There was no wall. The door was wide open to those who purchased what a business associate described as the Biden brand. Evidence reveals that then Vice President Joe Biden spoke, dined, and developed relationships with his family's foreign business targets.
Okay, stop right there. So, again, there's no wall there. And why would there be a wall? It's like it's just something that you say. Like if you're Joe Biden, you just say that. Or if you're Joe Biden's people, you just say that. No, there's this wall. And then how many times during the campaign he would be asked about that? I know it's old news to some degree, but I think it's significant now because this inquiry is going on. But to bring back up the fact that just by staring straight ahead, every time they'd ask him, you go, no, I don't know anything about that. And you knew at the time, doesn't matter how compromised or how degraded his cognitive ability may be, and that's sad in and of itself. And we don't wish it on anybody, but for him to say stuff like that and just look at the reporter and go, no, I don't know anything about this. When in reality, well, of course you knew about it. And this is all coming out. And this is exactly why you need, and this inquiry needs to dig deeper. And I appreciate what Backham and Bob was saying. There's all kinds of evidence there. But they're going to, I think, slam dunk this thing if they're able to uncover all this and put it together in just the right way in order to affect that. One of the things I think about too as I was driving along today was this idea that if there is a change in the lineup, shall we say, for who's going to be running for the Democrats, obviously this would go away, or it may not even go away. They may still impeach the guy because that would be fighting on different fronts, wouldn't it? You'd be fighting impeachment. If you got impeached in the House and it went for the trial in the Senate, you'd be fighting that. Then you'd have a new candidate trying to do all this other stuff. It would just be a bad day for the Democrats all around, wouldn't it? We'll just have to see. And by the way, again, who do you think is going to actually be that replacement? We heard about Michelle Obama. That's what Ted Cruz had said. But at the same time, and I was thinking about that as well just the other day. I don't know that Michelle Obama, and I mentioned this on the program yesterday, I don't know that Michelle Obama wants to go and do all these president things, have to actually go and do that. But I think that the Democrats have gone from they're moving away from the leadership model where you elect somebody and then they're the president and they make all these decisions, and they're kind of going to what I call the Politburo model, where it's like we'll have like a group of people that kind of come up with policies, and then we'll sort of send out our figurehead to go out and say, now look, here's the thing, no joke, and read the teleprompter. They may feel that model is actually the best model, and of course I'm being completely ridiculous and being facetious, because that's not how it should be at all. The American people absolutely deserve to have somebody who's actually calling the shots, whether they're a Republican or Democrat president. But this Joe Biden thing, I think, has just really set us back, because it's absolutely clear. He, unfortunately, can't go meet the world leaders. He forgot to shake the hand of the president of Brazil, I think, the other day. He just kind of wandered off the stage. And I don't say this to be mean-spirited. I say this because, you know, our president shouldn't just be that kind of out of it. Just out of it. We'll talk about somebody who's not really out of it, but somebody who's actually, had a significant success. That's Elon Musk. He's gone down to the border. He actually went to the border. Take note, Kamala Harris. He actually went to the border, and he went to go look around to see, as he said, basically, he wanted to find out for himself what was actually going on. Well, he actually did. He went down there, and he saw what's going on, and he did some live streaming and so forth. He said, this from Fox News, by the way, he said, as an immigrant himself, he is, quote, extremely pro-immigrant, but explained that there needs to be expanded immigration that allows hardworking and honest people to legally come to the U.S., but not allow immigrants who are going to break the law. So that seems pretty reasonable, doesn't it? And, you know, as I was growing up, I always thought that's what we're supposed to be doing, right? Some people need to come here. They want to come here. They get a work visa. They, you know, they're able to come and work and do these things, but they do it legally. And it seems like all that has just morphed in the last 40 years or so into, no, everybody just has to be, just come across the border and be illegal. That doesn't make any sense, but it makes perfect sense from the Democrat Party elite perspective, because then you have a bunch of people who kind of are kind of dependent on you to say, you know, to kind of, bolster why they're here and this kind of thing. But the exchange in that is that you kind of have to live in the shadows. You really can't prosper in the United States. You really can't begin to live or pursue the American dream. You really can't do all those things. And that's where I think it's really all falling down, you know. And so, even President Trump would talk about, hey, we'll have a wall, but we'll have the door, and people can come through the door, and they come through legally. And that has just been declared subversive for some reason. And it's not subversive. It's actually pretty straightforward. So again, here goes Elon Musk, and he goes down to the border and actually goes and does something that even our vice president and president basically are never really going to do, because they don't want to have that be front and center. I think it's just that simple. But obviously, the immigration issue is huge. It's going to be a huge election issue, and the GOP needs to be able to navigate that, just as they have to do with these other big, big, big problems. Okay. All right, folks. 1-877-969-8600 is the telephone number. We're coming back after this break with the next Trucker Highway and Byway Report. We've got a great song to wake up our drivers out there. So don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
You're listening to an encore presentation.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back to the program as we wait through and rocket through the overnight hours across America. And once again, the call-in number is 1-877-969-8600 as we broadcast from the Moss Nissan Family Automotive Studio. And that bumper that just came back with us here, that rejoin, that's Genesis. Of course, Bill Collins with Genesis. Well, I got a surprise for you right now. As we head into this Trucker Highway and Byway Report here in hour number two. We like to wake up our truckers out there. We heard from Raymond, by the way, earlier. We heard from Covington. And so if you guys are getting a little sleepy out there, which I hope you're not. I know you're not. Well, this hopefully should wake you up. As we said, we had Genesis bring us in. Well, here's Bill Collins with a great track, a live track, by the way, called It Don't Matter to Me, Bill Collins.
right, Phil Collins, that's live at Perkins Palace back in 1982. And that's really one of his best albums. That's the Hello, I Must Be Going album, and there's all kinds of great songs on that album. That's the one that had I Don't Care Anymore and stuff like that. But some of these tracks, some of these album tracks, like It Don't Matter to Me and stuff like that, it's just really great. And Chester Thompson, by the way, now he played drums for Phil Collins, but he also would play with Genesis when they were out on the road. And Chester was one of these guys who could play all the things that Phil had set up, because Phil Collins looked at his drumming and really his composition, and so Chester was the one who had to really emulate it. Now, he always did a great job. I love Chester Thompson. All right, folks, we also love the weather on the program here, and we're going to tell you about it. We're continuing to see this winter weather advisory coming up at 395 in California, this north of Bishop through Mammoth Lakes and Bridgeport. Could be some snow there as well. So be careful. That's going to extend down on down into areas like Silver City, but it's going to keep west of 395 in that area. Los Angeles could see some storm, a little storm over the weekend, but maybe some snow starting to happen up in the High Sierras. So you want to be careful there if you're heading that direction. Gusty winds coming out of Glenwood Springs on I-70 heading over into Utah, just over to about Green River. So be careful there. We got a wind advisory covering almost the entire northern half of Arizona, so you want to be aware of that. And we continue with this dense fog advisory for our truckers and travelers and drivers out there. This is going to start up in Wisconsin and go on down bend on through Illinois over towards Indiana to Indianapolis, over towards Dayton, and then down into Kentucky, down to the border there with Tennessee, around about Franklin, Tompkinsville, and over towards Hazard as well. We've got some rain going on right now in New York City. It's stretching up a little bit in Connecticut, a little bit west of Boston, Massachusetts as well. So we got that happening all over the place this morning as we take a look at the weather across the U.S. And if you got a tip, if you've got something out there you want to tell us about, go ahead and give us a call, 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. If you'd like to tell us about something you're experiencing out there on the road, we can get it out to the other truckers who are trucking through the overnights. All right, well, folks, don't forget the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers, and you can check them out at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. And for the next couple of days, it's still September. That means it's still Driver Appreciation Month. If you haven't signed up for the My Rewards Plus app yet, you definitely want to go over and do that. So at least you start getting in on the action there. And then also, after September ends, they still appreciate you. They still want to say thank you, because with the My Rewards Plus app, you'll still be able to save money, earn points, and save time, get access to great amenities, and much, much more. That's the My Rewards Plus app from Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. Check them out at pilotflyingj.com. All right. Well, as we await here the arrival of Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, I want to just let you know again that as we go through the program this morning, we're going to be talking more, of course, about what's happening with this government shutdown. Also, by the way, on the other side of the hour, and I think Denise is probably going to know about this as well, and that is, evidently, there's a story out there about Dr. Fauci. Yes, Dr. Fauci, who actually evidently went to the CIA during the COVID investigations or during the pandemic and tried to shape the results of the COVID research on COVID. I'm not surprised. Are you surprised? I wouldn't be surprised. And then, of course, as we move through the program as well, this is something, too. New Orleans residents, by the way, they're bracing for saltwater intrusions coming up the river. And this is a big deal. It's evidently because of drought. Biden administration's already declared an emergency about this as well. So we're definitely
Definitely going to be monitoring that, because that can have all kinds of bad implications. So once again, the telephone number 1-877-969-8600. Let's head on over and pick up Denise Simon. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, all right. Well, we have a lot going on, but so tell me, Denise, here on this side of the break, and then after the top of the hour, we'll continue. But what do you think of the initial impeachment inquiry witnesses, like Jonathan Turley, for example? What did you think what was going on?
Well, yesterday was really about the process. It was about some guidance, some legal guidance on all things inquiry. They weren't there to present evidence. The witness panel wasn't. They were only there to, to guide this investigation with the three committees in the House. The Democrats, they're in full-blown denial, and they are not going to get Trump out of their heads. It just isn't going to happen. So it was to listen to some of those Democrats yesterday was you almost needed a Prozac to listen to them. I mean, it was disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, it was almost as if, why are we even having this discussion? You know, what, there's just nothing there, and it was kind of weak, wasn't it?
Well, I don't think it really was, because, you know, remember, this is preliminary. This is a situation where the House, I mean, you know, an impeachment's a serious thing, and I think that they were really looking to make sure that all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. So that's really kind of how I saw it.
Right,
I'm
pretty
convinced that Comer or the committees, Judiciary and House Ways, Means, and Oversight, they actually have more evidence, tangible, real evidence, than mm-hmm. they're telling us.
No, I think you're right. I think once we start really seeing these bank statements and all the stuff that they're issuing subpoenas for, it's going to be really overwhelming. Yeah, I think the Democrats' reaction, that they were just weak. They just have nothing. They're just trying to, like, we just need to dismiss this case right now. You know, it's just ridiculous. Absolutely. All right. Well, we're coming up on the break, Denise. So we're going to see you on the other side of the top of the hour, folks. Stay tuned for your top of the hour news. We'll have more with Denise Simon on the other side of the break. Denise Simon from founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Kyle Warren with you. See you on the other side of the break. Stay right there.
Third Watch. What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.